This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, thank God it's Monday. Hey, Uzi, this thing that's coming up at 7 o'clock, am I not allowed to talk about
that? That's correct.
Okay.
We can't mention it.
So 7 o'clock, we have very special tickets. You're going to love this. It's amazing. We're going to be doing Warriors trivia today starting at 8.05. This is your chance to get tickets to the first home game at Oracle, an autographed Draymond Green jersey, and an autographed Steph Curry basketball. So this is a Warriors playoff prize package, so the first home playoff home game. So if you are a big Warriors fan, you're sure to know the answers to all these amazing questions. We're going to get four qualifiers this week. So one grand prize winner will be randomly selected from the four qualifiers. Also, looks like this is also not allowed to be said.
And
we have a big concert announcement coming up at 8:30 too. Hmm. So we have a large day. Yes, mm-hmm. A big morning. It's a bad day for Bryn to not be here.
What happened to him?
His kid is running a fever. So little Diamond, mm-hmm. Cameron. He actually sent the digital readouts on the ear thing or whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
And she's all looking sad in the background. So we're like, yeah.
So he couldn't leave?
He couldn't leave, apparently.
Hmm.
Don't look at me.
Got a text last night, and John sold a car late last night, so he didn't even get home till 10.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. I said, John, Mercedes, Audubon. So he didn't even get home till 10 o'clock last night because, you know, you're with the person, the guest or whatever.
We're taking this all the way to the end.
And I was, sleeping, and then so he comes home and wakes me up, and then I look at my phone. He just came in to say goodnight. Mm. But then I saw that on my phone, and it was like, ugh. And then I couldn't go back to sleep
till
12:30.
Ugh.
And then, of course, the clock rings at 2:45. I'm like, oh, okay, get up. Just get up.
Just get up.
Do this. Yeah. So anyway, so Vinny, that's what he sent a text last night.
Yeah, I didn't see it till
this morning.
I woke up at 3:45. Mm. And I'm like, oh, yeah, all right.
Someone wrote in, different parenting styles, Vinny.
Yeah. Mm.
So there it is.
They're feeling defensive.
Well, look, do your thing. It seems like when I'm watching the kid gym, there's a lot of big bodies in there.
Mm.
That's all.
Listen, tall tree, don't fall down on my kid.
A lot of big bodies in the way of the kids trying to play. Mm. All right. Do your thing.
Let's start with the box office. Congratulations to Shazam.
Really?
Yeah. Hooman and Rudy both seem to really like that movie. My brother and sister-in-law went with Hooman to see it, mm-hmm. and they were also like, what a fun movie. I don't think they didn't give it really high ratings, right? Like a 3.5 or a 3 or something, but they were like, yeah, you'll like it. It's funny.
What did they say, Vinny? Don't expect anything?
Yeah, don't expect anything.
Okay,
I don't.
Why am I going?
I know.
It seems like movie going, people just want to watch superheroes. That's it.
No thanks. I am not one of those people.
I don't get it.
I'm not interested at all.
It's like the most watched movie every year now has a superhero in it. And there's a string of them too. So it's not
even
just.
You've gone through and tried to. Didn't you try to watch all the Avengers?
I was watching Infinity War this weekend. I'm still trying to get through it. I'm doing it in pieces because it's 2 hours and I don't even know how many hours that thing is.
And I think this last one that's about to the end game one or whatever it's called.
It's coming this
three
summer.
Hours.
Right. But the one I'm watching I guess that's two. I don't know what number it is, but whatever number I'm watching, Infinity War is now there's a merge. Mm-hmm. Guardians of the Galaxy are in this one and some other fringe.
Right, you collect all the people. My problem with all of these, some of them are good. They're very self-contained. Like Iron Man, great movie.
I agree.
But I don't want to have to have Hooman or a Hooman, you know, parallel equivalent sitting next to me explaining like the origin stories. I want a movie to tell me the whole story. Mm-hmm. Did not have to have watched 16 movies before it, so
exactly.
That I get the gist.
I don't need
of this.
Homework for my movie.
Right. I just want to see
but
something self-contained.
There it is. We're not the audience, clearly because
not.
Shazam looks, the ads look dumb.
Right.
And so.
Well, and they and were yet, even saying that the special effects are absolutely basement level, terrible. And yet, here it is, 53 million bucks
wow.
over the weekend. Yeah. Well, that's a low opening, actually, for a superhero movie, you know? Only 53 million. I'm sure they were psyched, though. Pet Sematary.
Oh.
It's a remake of a movie that was made based on a Stephen King book, and that debuted in second with 25 million. That is the second highest opening weekend for a Stephen King adaptation behind
it.
Behind the $123 million opening for it in 2017. Yeah. We must be right around the corner from the second
They're
part.
They're working
of,
on the second part,
it.
Right?
Yeah,
oh,
with
I
all
didn't realize
the
that there was a second part.
Well,
oh, I think I do remember.
Right.
That.
The book is. I recently reread that. Didn't you reread it too?
Mm-hmm.
It skips back and forth from the childhood to the mm-hmm. adulthood mm-hmm. And the sort of the regathering, the adventure they had as kids and the regathering. Of the seven kids,
yeah,
or
I reread
many.
It. I don't know if it was before I watched the movie, but remember I was telling you about that scene, and I was going, "I can't believe!"
Oh, the little racy scene.
Well, it's not little racy. It's all the boys are with the girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's more than racy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called It Chapter 2, and it's out September 6th later this year.
All right, so right around the corner.
Mm.
Well, they're saying this Pet Sematary, it's, you know, with only $25 million, it's the second highest opening. The other one, they made $100 million more with it. Dumbo was number three. Us was number four. That's a Jordan Peele one.
Oh, right. Movie. I already forgot what that was.
How's that done total?
154 in 3 weeks.
That's pretty epic,
Sorry, 152 in 3 weeks. Yeah, it's great. I mean, good for him. It had a much bigger opening than Get Out, but I think that was based on how great Get Out was.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Marvel's number five. The Best of Enemies, which I think is like a true... I want to say it's like Viola Davis and Sam, the guy from Three Billboards.
Rockwell?
Sam Rockwell. And it's a real...
It's a true story.
True story based on the civil rights movement.
That's correct.
So that made $4.5 million for sixth place. Then 5 feet apart, about the two kids who like can't breathe anybody's air. They'll die of infections, and they are in love, and they can't get closer than 5 feet apart.
Bubble kids.
Like that, yeah.
Okay.
Unplanned, Wonder Park, and How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. That's at number 10. All right. It's time to play a game.
Okay.
Bum, bah,
let's play a game.
So, if only Brayden was here to play the music. Just assume the music is playing. Kathy Lee Gifford's last day on the Today Show was Friday.
Oh, right.
And as part of the fanfare, there's a little pop quiz about how much wine they have drunk on that show over the year. Was it 2,500 glasses of wine, 5,300 glasses of wine, or 10,800 glasses of wine?
Over 1 year?
Over the entire 11 years that they have been on that show, how many glasses of wine?
Okay, give me the numbers again.
Was it 2,500 glasses of wine, 5,300 glasses of wine, or 10,800 glasses of wine?
Well, Sarah, now, as a drunk, I hold to a strict rule that you got to finish that damn glass.
Mm.
Don't just let that sit there and sweat.
Mm.
Are they allowed to let that sit there and sweat? Does that count as a glass of wine?
They drink it.
They drink it.
They drink it. It always tripped me out that they were actually drinking wine.
Every morning.
Yeah.
And I did think to myself, really? Because it seems like after a few weeks, you'd be like, well, you know what I'd rather do? Just have like some apple juice in this glass. Like, mm-hmm. I would not want to drink wine every single morning, but they did every single morning.
Well, you might find yourself saying that this
is working for me. Loosens me up. A little morning drinking on an empty stomach. Woo!
Right. Okay, then I'm going to go with 5,300 glasses of wine.
Hang on, let me find a little thing here. Congratulations,
oh, right.
Vinny. You got
yes!
it right. Kathy Lee guessed 10,800.
Yeah, I was going for
Hoda
higher.
Said 5,300. Kathy said, that's not a lot over 11 years. Spoken like a true alcoholic. It breaks down to 241 glasses per year each. It's a lot. So, hold on, let me get my thing out here. Vinny just won a game.
All right. Where am I? Down to nothing.
Vinny Game Fund. Let's see.
I'm clear.
No, you went up by $5. I won that Merv Griffin game last week. So now you're down to $80. Hoda.
Maybe by December I'll be able to take it to Studio G. Use that.
Let's hope, Vinny.
God.
All right, $80.
Great. Super.
Yep. A lot of wine going on over there. A lot of whining.
I'm wondering about who's going to replace Kathy. Jenna Bush.
Oh, yeah.
Is replacing her. And
that's official, right?
Yeah, it's official. She's starting today. And I don't know. I could see Hoda leaving soon, too.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they're trying to get a little bit of a younger audience.
Maybe.
But Hoda's great. And she's doing the mornings, too. So,
yeah, they'll find a place
for her.
Don't
forget, though, that's a situation where you get a gig like that. Life's pretty damn good.
You might want to just coast
on. And she might be going to herself, yeah, I could probably go find something else to do. Or I could sit here, have a glass of wine.
Drink wine every day.
And tell Jenna Bush, I'm in charge around here. Me. Polish your nails.
It's hard to believe that they've been doing that show together. Like, Kathy Lee, as far as I'm concerned, it's still Regis and Kathy Lee. Like, that woman has been on TV for every single GD day for 1,000 years. Like, she's like a vampire.
She's had a good run.
She looks amazing, too. 11 years, though, on that show.
Yeah.
She doesn't feel like... I mean, does that mean she was on the show maybe right around the time you got back, Vinny? Which feels like forever. You know? When did you come back? 08?
08. August 08.
So we're coming up on the 11th year. Anyway,
I don't think that they want to leave. That's my guess. If we're taking bets, I'd say she's going to be looking at her life and thinking, I'm the king of New York. I come in and do my little show, and I'm out of here early enough, and everybody's like, Hoda, Hoda.
So they do the 9 to 10 hour?
I believe it's the 9 to 10, but Hoda has been doing the early morning stuff
earlier.
As well.
So she does both.
Yeah, they got... Whoever they got rid of, they named her to do the mornings and then continue.
So she's doing a full...
She's doing a full day, and she just adopted a baby, I don't know, maybe last year or so. So that's what makes me think, maybe she's wants to take time off or something.
Yeah. Ooh, God, who doesn't want a baby now? Especially people who have to get up at the crack of dawn. And TV
people. Who would do that?
Who would do that?
I can't think of anybody who'd be that crazy. Especially at her age. I mean,
when are they not babies?
I don't know. When do they start to be toddlers? Is that the next step? Baby, toddler?
Toddler when they start, one, when they start walking, maybe 1 to 3 as a toddler, and then just like a little
kid. Okay, so we're coming up, we're creeping up on that.
Yeah. When's her birthday, August?
August.
So.
She is one correct lean forward from crawling. Like, she's right, she got
she rocks.
It. She's got it. But she's right. It'll happen before this weekend.
Yeah, it's
right
when
there.
It happens. They just have it, and then she'll start walking, start cruising around.
You know what?
On to stuff.
I know people will say you're crazy, but I had one of these before, so I do know I'm not crazy. I like it better when they can move and do stuff and don't feel so fragile.
Right.
That's when I can. That's where I come in
everywhere,
and feel like let's go.
Little baby is you had to put them there. You know, once they can get going, they're a lot more work in one way because you are following the bad back year begins.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Halsey is in the news today.
She doing?
Well, she's doing a lot better than she used to be. When she was 19 years old, she found herself alone on the streets of New York and considering some pretty desperate measures to stay alive. She was at a function called Ending Youth Homelessness, a benefit in Hollywood this past Saturday, and she said, when I was living in New York, I was a teenager. My friends were picking out decorations for their dorms, and I was debating whether or not I should be a hooker I could pay for my next meal. That's not what she said. It's much more graphic. She said, it wasn't because I did something bad. It wasn't because something was wrong with me. It wasn't because my parents didn't love me, because they did very much. But a series of unfortunate circumstances led me to be in that position. And it can happen to absolutely anyone. So that was at the Ending Youth Homelessness Benefit in Hollywood on Saturday night. I don't know a lot about Halsey, and I thought that was, well,
oh, well,
that's interesting.
I was just reading about her a couple sentences. She said that growing up, her parents moved many, many times, had different jobs, so she never got a chance to for anybody to get to know her or her to get to know anybody.
Mm. Well, and I assume that she was in New York because she was trying to make it.
I think she was born in New Jersey and I guess went to New York.
Right.
To try and make it.
Yeah.
You know, the two times that I've been asked for a date, the women were surprisingly, they're not what you would have expected.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very weird how we sort of put, I mean, we've seen hookers on the street and you go, okay, that's what a hooker is. And then the person that's standing outside the California Pizza Kitchen in Hawaii and says, hey, what? You?
They come in all shapes and sizes.
Sure do. And different prices as well.
Well, yes.
Yeah. There was a WrestleMania. This was a WrestleMania weekend. For the people out there who care about this, there were a couple notable things that I'm going to mention here. Too bad Hooman's not here because someone will go, well, what happened? I love WrestleMania. SmackDown. Woo. So let's see. It was a 7.5 hour show, a 2 hour pre-show, the 5.5 hour main card.
Wow, that's a long time.
I know. The real news happened on Saturday night. There's a few things that they mention here in the just as part of the big show itself. Michael Che and Colin Jost from Saturday Night Live took part in a battle royale.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. And they were actually two of the last three guys in the ring. Not that that was planned or anything. Sadly, the third was Monster Among Men, Braun Strowman. And he destroyed them.
I don't know that at all, do you?
No,
I don't know that
at all. I don't at all. You know, there was a live Saturday Night Live this past weekend, too.
Uh-huh.
So my feeling is this must have been on Friday or something. I'm not sure. Then there were, like, some major title changes. I don't know any of these names. The one, here's a name I know. Ronda Rousey. She was defeated. Becky Lynch defeated, it says, Ronda Rousey and Charlotte Flair. Is that Ric Flair's kid?
Possibly.
And this Becky Lynch mm-hmm. won both of the WWE's women's titles. Going into the match, Ronda was the Raw champ and Charlotte was the SmackDown champ. And now Becky is both because she beat them both. Did she beat them at the same time? I don't know how the WrestleMania works. This was the first women's match to main event at WrestleMania in history. Ronda had Joan Jett there for a live performance of her entrance song, Bad Reputation.
Mm-hmm.
And Ronda also apparently took some kind of crazy fall outside the ring during the match.
Ooh,
John Cena was, I know.
A crazy fall.
I know. Well, I would love to play you the video, but Bryn's not here. So there you go. There's your early trash. Vincent, what is coming up?
I got a lot of stuff, including the March Madness and the game that's upcoming. Also, social media makes the news. Weirdest names of the year and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You can watch this show with sound, which you'd think would be, you know, kind of part of the package anyway. It's a radio show, but for a while there it wasn't. You go to radioalice.com/watch, and that'll take you directly to the Looking Glass, where Yvonne is busily changing camera angles and capturing us in our best light, never showing when we blow our noses or pick them or whatever. Focusing in on our fabulous outfits and our brooches and tuxedos and, you know, I don't know what we're wearing.
Brooches?
I don't know. You know, pendants, whatever. Go to the Looking Glass at radioalice.com/watch.
Jamil is here!
Okay, that's not at all what I'm looking for. Let me...
The Radio Alice Report.
All right,
really?
Yep.
That's the button you hit.
Well, you gotta pick the right bank, Vin.
All right. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by... Oh, look at that. It's radio.com.
Oh.
Radio.com's an app.
Yep.
Where you can listen to this show.
Wherever you are in the whole wide world.
Right. Radio.com.
.com.
Here's what's happening. So one of the things I finally got to do over the weekend was... what was that? Friday? Maybe it was Friday night. I got to watch a little bit of the college basketball.
Oh.
No, it would have been Saturday.
Okay.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, it doesn't matter. March Madness ends tonight. The national championship finals is set.
And who is it?
Texas Tech versus University of Virginia at 6:20 tonight.
All right.
Winner take all.
Mm.
And the women's is over, right? I heard
yes,
on the radio.
Baylor won for women. So.
Squeaked it out too, right? Somebody missed a couple free throws with a 1 second left or something.
There was a little bit of controversy in the men's game, as well as there were a few penalties or fouls called. One was a non-call and one was a call right there at the end.
Oh.
In the Virginia Auburn game, but either way, it is Virginia Texas Tech tonight. You want to hear something weird? There's a guy named Kyle Guy for Virginia who was forced to take down his wedding registry because the NCAA's strict regulations regarding gifts and benefits college athletes can receive. Meanwhile, we all know how scummy that system is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But this guy can't get married can't get gifts from the people he is inviting to his wedding. Meanwhile, there is so much dirty. Yeah, he had to take down his
ridiculous thing
because of the benefits that college athletes can receive or can't receive.
Wow, they were afraid that teams would buy stuff.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's so stupid. The NCAA is absolutely corrupt and always has been, in my opinion.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Oh, no. And plenty of players' opinions, too.
Hope you weren't planning on buying anything because NCAA compliance says it was a violation. So I had to make it to where only I can see it. Kind of defeats the purpose of a registry. That's the new soon-to-be Mrs. Guy tweeting.
Well, you get the gift of marrying the man you love. So, yay.
Right. Because you guys love guys so much. I mean, we're the best, right?
You are. It's true. Congratulations.
I'm being a guy?
Yeah. Or whatever. I'm just to the happy couple.
Oh, all right.
That should be enough. Here's my gift. It's my congratulations.
82% of Americans agree that social media is a huge time waster.
Mm. And yet, here we are all on it.
They say social media has dominated the last 15 years of our life. I don't know when MySpace came out, but I guess that was my first experience with social media. It didn't dominate my life at that point. I know they're probably talking about the kids and not me so much.
2003 is what the internet says.
Is when MySpace came out?
MySpace was launched August 2003.
Wow.
Was that your first experience with social media? That was mine.
I got to say, I think I did have a MySpace page that I went to and set up and never went to again.
Well.
And then Facebook was the first. I remember my niece was in college at the time, and we're like, oh, so are you on MySpace? She goes, it's Facebook now.
Durr.
I'm like, that was the first time I ever heard of Facebook.
Right.
I'm like, oh, all right, sorry. But I think when that started, it was just college kids, and it only
they
afterward.
Could right. They were the only ones allowed on it, or something like that. It was happening at the University of Oregon, where I was doing radio at the time. So
yeah, and it was a while before
Facebook.
I jumped on it. You know.
Anyway, 6 in 10 Americans don't trust Facebook to protect their personal information.
Well, I don't have tons of mine. I mean, yeah, they have my photos. Oh, well, I put them out in public anyway.
Well, but that's extremely negative. That should not be that way.
Agreed.
Facebook has dropped the ball big time.
Yes.
To have lost the people's trust is a huge mistake on their part.
Yeah.
And to have built such a behemoth and not have taken that more seriously is weird, kinda.
Yep. Well, they'll argue they were learning just like we were. It's all new. But yeah, I mean, I don't know when that was, a year ago or so after the breach and after all the crap after the elections and all these, you just kept hearing bad thing after bad thing. And I was like, you know what? I'm selling the stock I own in it and I'm not going on there anymore and never on Facebook anymore.
57% of us think sites like Facebook and Twitter do more to divide our country than unite it.
Durr. But they own Instagram, right? So I am already, I am still supporting them.
Right.
I just bought a blouse that I'm probably never going to get in the mail.
Oh, I thought you got it. You didn't get it.
You didn't get it yet?
Two of them. Bought two. They're so cheap. I was like, I'm going to do it.
It's weird to see on Facebook, because I do go there to see what's doing and like a couple things or whatever. I don't really post on it too much. But when I see people I went to high school with arguing under a post,
right,
because someone's posted something incredibly liberal or incredibly conservative, and then people who are all following each other because of high school acquaintances,
yeah,
are actually now hating each other because they can't believe someone that they were friends with has such a wrong opinion.
Right.
Like, wrong. You're wrong. You can't have that. How could you be so dumb?
We can't change what people think.
55% of people in this poll think social media helps spread lies and falsehoods more than educate us against misinformation.
Yeah.
So, and 82, like I said, 82% of us admit social media is just a huge time waster in general. Sometimes that time wasted is actually well spent, a little decompression.
See if you, I got any likes on that
find
picture
a puppy
I put
video or
oh,
something
adorable.
Or like I've said before, I absolutely enjoy seeing, you know, what an old high school acquaintance
and it's fun
doing.
To, it, you know, in a way it keeps you up with people that you wouldn't even know what was going on in their life. And I see all my cousins on the East Coast. I see I watch my nieces and nephews growing up. I wouldn't have seen it if it hadn't been for that. It's cool. I do also feel like to some degree those are the new photo albums, you know? You can go back 10 years and see what you were doing, see what all your friends were doing. It's interesting. But also a huge time waste. But also fun.
NameOfTheYear.com released its annual bracket featuring the weirdest names.
Oh, what we got?
64 names are vying for the title, including...
Oh, are they doing it bracket style?
Yeah. Ionosphere Torres, Kermit Sprinkles.
Oh, that's adorable. Kermit
Is
Sprinkles?
It?
Yeah, sure. Sprinkles.
Pretzel Monteclaro.
Oh. These are first and last names, or like first and middle, or...
These are real names. A few of them are people who've changed their names, they say, but most of them are actual names given by parents.
Oh. Are they all babies, or are these people who...
I think they're grown. Let me... You know what? I can't... Some of these I can't do.
Oh. Are they body parts?
Yeah, there's some actual...
Like someone named themselves penis or something?
No, look at this one. You can't say this.
All right, let me see. Let me see if we can say it. It's someone's name. I mean, you can say it.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. Nope.
Uh-oh.
Do something to your shorts.
Uh-oh.
Oops, your shorts. The guy's name is Oopsia, except it's not Oopsia. It's some. It's another...
Shaky Sherpa.
Something you might do in your shorts. Shaky Sherpa.
Dr. Trentington Outhouse.
That's a good one. I like Kermit Sprinkles.
Anyway, I don't have the winner yet. It looks like we'll find out here very soon. I'll let you know.
Well, I can't wait to hear who wins.
Oh, May 1st
it's,
is the
I
official...
hope it's not the one there that we can't say, because that's a, you know, oops your shorts is...
Right. Well, it was fun, though.
Oh,
so people are voting on this, you said?
Yeah, yes. They did it bracket style.
All right, Sarah, so you and I played a game earlier. How would you like to play another game?
Is it a multiple choice?
No, but I have a bunch of them for you. So I have to decide here. Out of eight, I need you to get...
Five.
I was going to say seven, but okay.
So I can only get one wrong? All right, I'm ready.
We just started spring.
Yeah.
In fact, I did some spring cleaning over the weekend.
Mm.
So, this is planets in our solar system.
Okay.
Do they have spring or not?
Oh, do they have spring? Hmm.
Is spring, as we have here on Earth...
Well, they don't
have other planets.
But they don't have it like we have. They don't have trees on other planets.
Right, but do they have spring? boring.
Well, I'm going to guess that they're...
Hold on.
Okay.
We'll begin with Mercury. Does Mercury have spring? Yes or no?
Well, can I ask some questions?
No. All right, go ahead.
I mean, it's so close to... Are we just talking about, like, temperatures get to a point where, like, do they have a winter, I guess, is what I'm asking. I'm going to say no, Mercury does not have spring.
You are correct.
All right.
No, Mercury doesn't really have seasons because its axial tilt is so small.
Oh.
The amount of daylight on Mercury is basically the same the entire year.
I see. All right.
Does Venus? So that's one correct.
I'm going to say yes, Venus does. It's hot and cold. And... Well, none of them do that. I mean, God's sake. Does Earth have spring? Yes. Do I get that one right?
No. So Venus, you said yes, but you got it wrong. That's right. One wrong. Does Mars have spring?
Yes.
It does. Right. Mars' axis is tilted slightly more than Earth's, but the planet still experiences distinct seasons. In fact, its northern hemisphere is entering spring now, just like Earth.
Oh, imagine that. Well.
So you've got two correct.
All right.
Jupiter.
It's a gas giant. I will say that because it's mostly gas, or the atmosphere is gas, I will say that it does not experience spring.
That is correct.
All right. Woo.
That's two correct.
All right.
Saturn. Does Saturn experience spring, Sarah? Go on. Tell us what you're thinking. You know, Saturn.
I'm trying to think, like, what Saturn is. Saturn also gas? I mean, the rings is just debris,
the rings are
right?
So fun, though, right?
The rings are great. I'm going to say, yeah, sure. It has.
They do have spring!
All right. Fantastic.
Saturn's axial tilt is similar to Earth and Mars. Mm.
They're saying it is a giant gas planet.
Oh, it's gas. Okay. So, let me ask you this about the next three that you're going to ask me. Is this all about whether or not the axis is tilted to a degree in which they would experience variations in temperature that fluctuate enough that you could
absolutely
determine?
Absolutely not. This is about whether there is spring on the following three planets or not.
Don't get all deep, Sarah.
Well, he's saying axial tilt on all of them. I'm like, I'm thinking, do they get far enough away in their orbit or, can you know...
Sarah, is there spring on Uranus?
No, there's no spring on my anus.
The answer is yes. There is spring. You got to get the next two right.
No, I only have to get one more right.
What?
You said 5 out of 8.
Oh, I thought I said 7 out of 8.
No. Nope. It's too late. I already got two wrong.
Is there spring on Neptune?
Yes.
Oh, you got it right.
And I'm going to say there's no spring on Pluto.
And there is spring on Pluto, too.
Well, I would have got that one wrong.
Too bad for you.
What did she get?
I get $5.
All right.
Oh, what? I just dug a...
All right, you're back up to $85.
I just backslid to $85. Our
Sarah
text number is 800-400-3697.
Planet spring thing.
Here's a couple.
Okay.
831 says... Capurro killed it in Felton.
Oh, good. Right.
About 75 people and an hour and 20.
That's too long.
And nobody walked out. Mm. And now we know why Vinny couldn't go.
Why?
Even though it was fine. Because I was babysitting.
Oh.
What are you talking about? Why? I mean, I wasn't babysitting. I was dadding. Sorry, everyone.
That's right, Vincent.
Don't take care
of your own kids. You're spending quality dad time with your daughters.
Babysitting.
Well, listen, the baby doesn't do much.
She screams.
Come back with Isla's got a bruise on her.
Mm.
You can't. Again,
you cannot believe that moment where I hear a door slam and I'm like, I send that kid to walk in the other room for 1 second with the orders of be quiet. Do not wake the baby.
Okay.
And I hear, wham! And I hear, what the hell, dude? Kids.
You had your marching orders.
Kids,
you gotta love them.
Yeah, you better.
Can't beat them.
My wife and I love Game of Thrones. But we're waiting for this new season to end so we can marathon it. We hate having to wait another week in anticipation. Yeah, except someone's gonna spoil it for
you. Yeah, you're crazy. I guess you can't listen to our show for the next 6 weeks.
Or the internet.
Right. Enjoy your vacation in a cave.
Oh, this is from Rob. Gay listener Rob, it says.
Hi. Hello, Rob.
Vinny, Uzette, I thought of you both Saturday. I met this stud.
Oh.
And we had some fun. He mentions his...
His back door?
His tube steak.
Oh. Boy, he's sharing a lot with us. Hello, Rob.
From 5:28 to 7:43.
That's how long they went for?
Looks like it.
That's 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Wonder if there was a break in between.
No, they just went
Rob,
at
was
it.
There a break in
Pound
between?
Town.
Oh, I got to... Check this out.
You got to go to Pound Town?
On Friday night, and then on yesterday, and the day before, was Saturday, yeah. Mostly yesterday, though, I'm like, why do my abs hurt? I haven't exercised in ages. And was like, oh,
Pound Town.
It's yeah. from Pound Town on it's Friday
Vinny.
Night.
Nice, Vinny.
Got a good ab workout.
Looks, you need to do that more regularly.
I guess so.
You take a week off in between and suddenly your abs are all flabby.
Ouch.
You got flabs, not abs.
I got sore.
Mm. Well, it's good. You got a workout in.
It's a good workout.
Pound Town.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let me look. I haven't even pulled that out yet.
Saturday Night Live. I got a couple things about that and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.